You're a female, right? That's your man. Yeah. You love him for life. Right. Shorty comes in. Mm-hmm. You're feeling him. What's up? Whatever, whatever. You married, mm-hmm. whatever, but you're feeling homeboy right there. Mm-hmm. Now, if you keep grabbing on this dude, and Dutch ain't saying shit, but you're grabbing on him, you're buying him clothes, you're giving him money, she's pimping your ass. She wants some fucking dick, straight up. She's buying your dick right there. So might as well give the bitch some fucking ass.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Now, okay, but where we at? We are from Yonka Studio and Dutch Studio, and this is my first session, my sofa session, Liquid Lace Online Radio. We ready right now. We're ready. Yep.
We got Donnie Burns in the building.
We got Donnie in the building.
In the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Donnie Burns. We got Wink. Sin, the remix kid. We keeping it real. That's his alias, but I just blew him out right now. Producer extraordinaire, artist. About to go to Romania. Casanova. And we got Dutch. Dutch is the main dude right here.
We got Big Dutch.
Big Dutch. Oh, excuse me. Big Dutch. Big Dutch. Yep. Big Dutch. And we got a lovely lady that we're not going to say who she is because we're going to let her sweat. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let y'all sweat her. Sweat her really, really hard. She's candy.
I like that.
All right, so anyway. I said Tony Wink. I didn't say Tony Wink, but that's my baby Tony Wink. I definitely, thank you for looking up, but I got my baby Tony Wink. Anyway, so this is my first podcast, and it's called Liquid Lace. Because liquid waste is the fabulosity of dripping dirt through the airways. We are about to drip. It sounds sexy, right? Because at the end of the day, your girl Cinnamon Jones is about to throw some dirt, some industry straight up dirt. But with my so-called beautiful family, which y'all are, my rappers, producers, engineers, I got entrepreneurs, and we're about to do this. We're about to go in.
What it is.
So Niam, I gotta go with Niam first. I'm not sure if y'all ever heard, but my boy here got a nice song called Brooklyn Bitch.
Right,
Brooklyn.
That's
Brooklyn. Right. But dude is from the Bronx, so I'm trying to figure out Brooklyn Bitch. Mm. I think he hitting some Brooklyn bitch. I mean, so I mean, if y'all listen to the lyrics, I mean, Niam, I mean, what is it about?
Elaborate. All right, basically, I had a short-term experience with this chick from Brooklyn.
She had to put it on you because for you to write a fucking song called Brooklyn Bitch.
316.
She did something right. Damn, Ma, I ain't mad at you.
You got a bridge in that joint too.
I gotta bring her up here if that's the case. Shit, go ahead, baby.
Yeah, well, I had a short-term experience with this chick that I met prior to her. Never been with any Brooklyn girls before, so yeah, she definitely
she put it on.
She did a thing.
Yeah, she did the drip. She did the drip. She did the drip. So now you write a song about her. I mean, does the chick know that you wrote?
She doesn't even know I rap.
You didn't hit her up on MySpace or something like that? Like, nope. Yo, Ma, she don't even know you rap. That's ill. That's hot, though, because that's, you know, you keep that, you know, to yourself and whatnot. Exactly. But is there a time you're going to let her know you wrote something about Shorty? She might get open. Her poom-poom might get crazy, right? If you find some shit out.
She'll eventually find out.
She'll eventually find out.
I mean, it's rotating, so...
It's going
we'll
crazy.
See. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
MTV is saying it's Chuck Machino.
Yeah, because I'm saying it's crazy. I've seen you online. You got mad, like, you know, spreads and stuff. I mean, you got a good coverage. That you know, that press you got on it is crazy. You went gorilla on that on your own, and I appreciate that. But my thing is, it's crazy because I know you started, you know, your producers well.
Yeah.
Right? And you told me that your mentor was Dame Grease, platinum producer Dame Grease. What's up, baby?
Grease.
You know we got nothing but love for you, baby.
Live on Lennox.
Live on Lennox.
Well,
Lennox app.
The situation with Grease is, like, out of high school, when I graduated, you know, I got an internship with Grease. And I met Grease through a comedian that was working at the morning show at Hot 97 with Sway at the time, and I told him I wanted to intern for Grease, and he was looking at me like I was crazy.
Right.
So, you know, he basically showed me love. He gave me the number, and he told me to call him back. So a couple of months later, I finally bumped into Grease. You know, Grease brought me up to his studio, and he said, "There's the broom."
Straight up the broom. He gave you a broom. All
he
right.
Said, "There's the broom." He said, "There's the broom. Those are the files. Do what you do. This is your first day on the job."
But what was your intentions? Your intentions was not to even do that, right? Your intentions was to go in there, sit next to a mastermind, and just learn
and
observe everything. And just, you thought you was going to get some teaching, but you did, though, at the end of the day, because you got some knowledge off of the whole thing.
Like, Grease is a great mentor, because I learned a lot from him.
That's what's up.
Without having to actually stress him like every intern stresses their mentor, you know what I mean?
So right.
I just basically sat back as he worked on numerous amount of projects, and just from watching him and how he interacted with every artist that he brought into his studio, I was able to gain a lot of knowledge from that. So once he found out that I started making beats, he was like, "All right, just follow my lead." And from there on, everything was history from there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I'm saying, but so what you doing now? Are you still up in the studio? Are you still, you know, working with
Grease
and
stuff? Yeah,
Grease
is people's, but right now, like, I needed to do a million and one things. I know, like, I just wanted to make a million moves. So what I did was I basically started doing a lot of remixes. And, you know, the first remix.
Yeah, I heard. What was the first? I know you got the Madonna shit out.
Yeah.
That was crazy. You went alternative on us. You went the other route. You went some real ill shit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
The first CD I did was, it was Jay-Z's American Gangsta, everybody's favorite album remix.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Frank Lucas Jr.? If you're listening, what's up, baby? Yeah, you know what time it is.
So from there on.
Shout out to the American gangsters.
That's another real American gangsters.
Wow. Frankie, baby.
Yeah, but that was the first mixtape. It was Jay-Z's American Gangsta. And, you know, since there were so many American Gangsta remixes, I needed to figure out how to do something to go left field that'll make everybody grasp what I was trying to do. So I just decided, you know, let me just do a Madonna. I like her a lot. She's one of my favorite artists. Let me remix her stuff. So I put it out, and then everybody just went crazy.
So you have American Gangsta, Madonna, and you're working on something called Black and White, right?
Yeah, the Black and White mixtape.
Yeah, the Black and White
right
mixtape. That's crazy.
My man Dutch is helping me out.
Oh,
that
that's
right
what's
now.
Up.
Girl, get it. We got to get it, baby.
Baby Dutch, yeah, Dutch. Dutch is going to be my next victim up in here. Because he laying in the back cup with Candy. We're not going to tell you. Why he pushing up on Candy? Ma, get over here. Get over here, cause he only be pushing up on no Candy. But anyway, I also got Donnie Goins. Right. I got Tony Wang. You know, Donnie Goins been all over the net, all over. I'm saying, you know what? I got nothing but love for you. I've been following Donnie Goins crazy as a publicist that I am. At the end of the day, look, fuck this. I'm a publicist. I've been in the game 15 years, going strong, still relevant. I keep saying I'm still relevant. I started with Wu-Tang. You know, thank you to Power and everybody for, you know, giving me that knowledge. And, you know, at the end of the day, I learned a lot. I mean, I swam with the sharks. I'm still swimming with the sharks. And you know what? I still haven't gotten bitten. I'm not going to get bitten at the end of the day. That's how I see it. Because you know what? I'm learning every day. Like Mef says, there's a lot of, what is it? Snakes in my garden. All day, every day, I have them with me. I got the haters. I don't fuck with bitches. Honestly, I love girls. I don't fuck with them. Because you know what? That same bitch that be smiling at me, she fucking my nigga right now. Word. And I know this, Ma. You know, at the end of the day, have fun. Do you. But you know what? There's repercussions for every action. There's a reaction. Think about that. Anyway, but that ain't about that. It's about me, who I am right now. I'm doing this radio show because I want to. I ain't no motherfucking host. I ain't no disc jockey. I ain't none of that shit. I ain't no VJ. But this is what I want to do. You see what I'm saying? This is what I want to do. At the end of the day, I do whatever I want to do. Whether you like it or not, I don't give a flying F. Because guess what? I pay my own bills and on time. Sometimes, but you know, I pay them. You know, I try. But anyway, I got Donnie Goins. And I mean, Donnie, so, talk to us.
I mean, it's really not much to talk about Donnie Goins.
Wait, hold the fuck up. You said there ain't nothing to talk about. But I mean, he's online. He got like 20 blogs up and shit. All right, come on.
Yeah. All hip hop this week, Donnie.
Right. or hip hop lover.
You know what I'm saying? I was breeding ground, one of the artists.
What up, Chuck Creek Moore? You know you my baby.
Good people. I mean, basically, a lot of people know me for my internet presence, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been on a lot of the blogs and major websites. I ain't gonna name names because there's too many of them, but they really showed me a lot of love. And basically,
mad love to the media outlets, for
yes,
real.
Yes, exactly. All new media, I love y'all to death, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And basically,
there's no such thing, I don't mean to cut them off, there's no such thing to me in my book as underground. I'm breaking artists. At the end of the day, I believe in breaking artists. Underground, I love the underground, but I somehow, some way, that word bothered me. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I'm wrong.
Almost like degrading us.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, it's love. I mean, I believe there is an underground. There definitely is the Underground Railroad and other stuff. I believe in that, but
to underground artists from mainstream artists is a check at the end of the day.
Right, true.
Talk, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, but I definitely understand that, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, I think a lot, like, in the realm I'm in right now, I'm definitely considered an underground artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm making moves right now to where I'm going to transition and be more of a mainstream artist.
Right.
So, like, by the time this airs, I mean, this is going to be aired later, but, like, my single's going to premiere on MTV, you know what I'm saying?
First hot. Single, when's that happening?
October 9th, you know what I mean?
Beautiful.
So that's
going
to be ill.
Beautiful.
Like, MTV too, mm-hmm. and that's a great look, you know what I'm saying? And, like,
Shaheen, what's up, baby? Shaheen V. Ryan Dukes. Yo, y'all better stop and start calling me back. For real.
There, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I just think that even as an underground artist, mainstream artist, whatever, you just got to be really hungry. You know what I'm saying? You got to be really focused and you just got to work hard. So as well as I do like big outlets as that, I do like brand new shows such as this one or any other shows. And I'm
thank
I'm
you, baby,
there.
For giving me that love. Yeah, understand. I told Donnie I'm picking you up at 9 o'clock. I ended up getting him at 12. He was about to go to bed. Talk about, you know what, Cinnamon? You fucked up. He tried to say in a good way, you fucked up my night. I killed all my plans. So yeah, it's best to be here. Nah, my, if you come, that's cool. I'm here for you. But deep inside, he wants to say, this fucking bitch is taking forever. I'm about to go to bed and shit, but you know what? That's my baby. He got mad love for me, and I got mad love for him right back. But one thing I want to say about Donnie is I'm upset at the industry. I'm going to keep it real. Fuck all you A&Rs. I don't know what the fuck is going on with y'all. For real. Because you know what? At the end of the day, it's like you have a good artist here, and you're still trying to look for that artist. You're still trying to look. Who's that artist you're looking for? Then Donnie's in their face and they talk about, man, you the shit. If he's so much the shit, give him a motherfucking deal. Give him a single deal. Prove to us.
I'm going to tell you what that's about, though.
What is it about? It's politics and bullshit.
Yeah, and it's scared money, too. Like,
yeah,
not gonna really invest money, you know what I'm saying, because they don't know if it's a short product, especially with the kind of music that I make. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really make, quote, unquote, mainstream records.
Right. You know what? I think they're afraid. They don't know how to work with artists like you. You know what? I have to say this. This has been bothering me for 5 years right now. It's been 5 years since my man, rest in peace, Half a Mil. I love you, baby. I became his publicist. In 1 month, my baby was gone. He was gone because, I'm going to keep it real, he committed suicide. You know why? Because of the fucking industry. And that shit killed me. You understand? Because I was his publicist. He spoke to me. He said, Cinnamon, I can't no more. So I thought my baby was going to take it to the streets. No. He took the other route. You know why? Because Warlock. Warlock Records. That's right. Warlock did not know how to promote a type of artist like himself. Hot. Hard. What the fuck is the problem? I knew there was a problem. I mean, they had problems with my check. But come on, now you got a dead man on yourself. Come on, that's crazy. Where is Warlock? Are they still around? Because at the end of the day, they didn't even deal with hip-hop.
It's a business, and like, I mean,
that was honestly a fucked up business right there, because you know what, that still bothers me. And I just met dude, and he hired me to be his publicist, and I mean, yo, I thank him all day, but you know what's that? You just got a new client. Next thing you know, you get a call. I got a call. Talk about, where's your client? I'm like, he's in the studio. They're like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, he's in the studio. They're like, nah, ma, he's dead. Now, think about it. That's some ill shit that I got to deal with. Now I got to do some damage control. At the end of the day, my mind is damaged based on that. And based on the conversation me and him had the night before. The night before when he told me that he was going in. I'm thinking he's hitting the streets. I'd rather him hit the streets, believe it or not, than see him underneath.
I could tell you a little story, too. Like, you know what I mean? One of my mentors in the very beginning was Disco D, a man named Disco D. He was a producer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people might be familiar with one of the songs he did. It was a Ski Mask Way on 50 Cent's Mask album, the second album.
Right.
And essentially, like, I mean, what people don't know is that he actually got screwed out of the royalty money for that record. You know what I'm saying? Like, he essentially didn't get paid anything for that placement. You know what I'm saying? And that was like one of the things.
That's a norm.
No, I mean, you gotta understand, that record sold about 4 or 5 million records, and like, wow, that was a lot of money to be missed out on. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, whatever he didn't get it for, whatever. But that was one of the factors that drove him to suicide. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it was crazy because it's like, this game can really fuck you up. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Mentally, like, for real. Yeah, but we got Tony Wink here. He all quiet on the side. My baby Tony Wink. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if y'all don't know about Tony Wynn, but y'all need to know.
Yeah, tell them, let them niggas know, because these niggas are retarded. You got know.
Shit, I've been here since forever, man. Like,
he's like, it's so forever. He's frustrated right now. He's like, look, he's numbed. He's numbed. Like, yo, I've been here forever. I mean, I'm saying, you started, let's not say what year, whatever the case may be. You started way back.
I'm just gonna put it to you like this. The first talent show I ever did, I made the youngsters cry.
Wow.
You know how long ago that was. Right? So, you know, I mean, from there on, you know, went to going to the streets and accidentally bump into a brother named Dame Grease. You know what I'm saying? I was with a group called Madison. Shout out to Madison. You know, we was the mad ones back then.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And we bumped into brother Grease, and you know, he was doing the NIB thing at that time, and we linked up from there, and ever since then.
You know, one thing I gotta give respect to Grease, cause he keeps it real. He stays to the streets.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just had a conversation with some young cats from Harlem. If you don't know Dame Grease, he's from Harlem. He started the whole DMX. I mean, he made history. Dark as hell is hot, or hard, what the fuck is this song?
It's dark and hell is hot.
We got problems with that shit. He produced like 15, 16 tracks, and they end up giving the credit to Swizz Beatz and all that stuff. But you know what?
Who really clarified
that?
One track.
That after like 10 years in the game? Double XL magazine. And I gotta thank Double XL for that.
We've all been through that.
But you know what? That shit was so under the radar. You understand? And Grease kept it. He's humble. He was like, you know, whatever. I don't care. You know, I'm Dame Grease. I make, you know, my music, and that's what I love, my music, and I'm gonna make it happen. It's the session. But anyway, back to Tony Wink. I mean, I'm saying, I hear so much music. You have heat. That's all I could say. You have heat. I really can't say, like, what's going on? I mean, why is your music not out there the way it should be? Like, I want to hear more of Tony Wink. I want to, you know, what's up with the promotions and marketing? And you know what I'm saying? What's going on with that? Like,
be honest with you, I guess I got to do it myself.
Okay. I mean, at the end of the day,
everybody's in a certain part in their life where everybody's going to get it. And I guess it's my time to go get it for myself, because at the end of the day, ain't nobody going to feed my kids but me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to that, it's like weighing the pros and cons, as they say. Do I want to go to the studio today, or do I want to go to the street and try to get this money? So, you know, that weighs it out. So sometimes it might not be my main focus in life to get in the studio and make a record. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I might be off the page with everybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but it's not that you don't want to be in the studio.
It's just that you have responsibilities
that you have to take care of, and people got to understand that.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, nobody put in a check.
And if they don't understand, they don't respect it, then, you know, if they was a friend, they won't be a friend anymore. You know? Because at the end of the day, nobody going to feed my kids
babies,
but me,
you have the babies. That's the most, that's our future. That's the most important thing.
Let me say something.
Help you help me, for real.
Motherfuckers be lazy like that.
Talk to us. I mean, what's next for you? Like, what you working on?
What's next for me now? I would call myself an entrepreneur Negro.
Beautiful.
I'll be honest with you, like, music and all that is beautiful. I'm with that. Like, any calls come, need me to do whatever, I'm there. But like, my main focus, like I said, is the children. So therefore, I'm trying to do things in that focus. Like, I'm trying to start a film company. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do a nonprofit organization for the kids.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the type of things I'm trying to do right now. So you leadership. Know, I just got those in the works. You know, just trying to get it right. Trying to get a nice white man to cut a nice check.
so we can help these kids,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, as far as that's concerned. But, you know, I'm just working, man. Everything's beautiful. You know, Free Your Mind mixtape coming soon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It ain't going to stop.
When's that coming out?
Probably November. I say November.
November? And you ain't got the the PR diva from that?
I mean,
that?
I got a few joints on the page or whatever. It's getting a little love or whatever. A couple freestyles or what have you.
Matter of fact, give them your page.
It's MySpace.com/freeworld129. You know, you already know what it is. That 129 stay on everything because that's where I'm from. So
nice. But, Donnie, what's your MySpace?
You know, /TONNYGOINES. That's Donnie Goins. And you can expect my debut album, Minute After Midnight. I'm putting it out in December through Amalgam. And you can look out for that. And I basically got like a bunch of videos coming out. A mixtape hosted by DJ Warrior coming out soon. I just got too much to talk about. Like, it's
crazy. We're going to have him on the next session.
Yeah,
the next session. Because, I mean, Dutch is still back there. Dutch thinks I'm not going to go in on him. But, you know, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to work this baby. Because, you know, he's back there busy. And I'm getting kind of jealous. You know, like I'm saying, you know, he's a papi chulo. He's my little papi chulito back there. Oh, can you just say, watch it to me? Like,
I got your back.
Oh, she got my back. See, Candy's my girl. Oh, yeah, Cinnamon Jones and Candy. I just named her Candy. That's my girl. That's going to be my sidekick. You know, matter of fact, I wasn't going to have a sidekick for my show. It was about to be about Cinnamon, but you know what? Nah, I got Cinnamon Candy. Matter of fact, myspace.com/CinnamonCandy1, and I got my Candy now on my side. So that's going to be my girl right now. We're going to have these brothers dripping all over the airways, baby. All the dirt. You see, they go Dutch. They go Dutch. Dutch, come up here. Come up here. Come over here, Dutch.
I'm right here.
He right here. See, he can hear. He's busy back there. He don't want to come there. He gonna sit next to me. I'm scared. I'm scared now. He got me a little shook.
She likes to be surrounded by men.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm excited. Now he's next to Candy, but you know, my girl Candy's holding us down, so that's what's up.
Shit. She's like,
she about to say something though in a few. She about to let you know. Matter of fact, Candy, come here and say hi.
I got your back. Don't worry.
You hear? She said she got my back. I love her. I love her already. So Dutchie, what's up, baby? I just met you a couple of months ago.
Yeah, a couple
and
months
I got
ago.
You gotta understand, Dutch gave me mad love. The minute I walked into his studios up in Yonkers, y'all gotta come out. Yeah, I started sweating. I was like, damn, I don't fuck with Spanish, but I'm about to hit that. I said, damn, Dutch.
Yo,
what's up, Dutch? Nah, that's my baby. Mad love. Seriously, all jokes aside, he gave me nothing but love the first day I came up in here. You get that vibe. So it's that respectful vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
When I walked in, he gave me that respect, and I love that. Because you know what? As a woman in the industry, you walk up in the studios, and the first thing they say, oh, she hottie, a groupie, this bitch is about to suck me off. That's the first thing, believe it or not.
That was the first thing that I thought.
Right, you thought, right? I look at the That's what he wanted to Cinnamon Candy to do, you know?
That's your natural sex.
Oh, thank you, baby. See, Candy got me. She said my natural sex. That's my girl. You know, she's trying to get the spot. She probably gonna take my spot.
She's creeping up in here. Like,
you know, those are the sharks I was talking to y'all about.
She's my sharky.
Nah, that's my girl, though, for real.
I'm swimming with you, though.
She's swimming with me. Look at that. I love it. I love it now. But yeah, Dutch, I mean, let everybody know who you are, Dutch. Come on, put it out there.
Dutch the Kid. You know, underground super producer, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about underground. I'm underground. I love to be underground. I'm happy to be that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we all make music. So it is what it is. We all have a voice. It's just how we project our voices. So, you know what I'm saying? We in Yonkers, you know what I'm saying? And this is what I do, work with a lot of people. And we're just here, you know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here.
Who has Gracious Studios?
Oh, boy.
Talk to us. Please let everybody know. Being underground, let them know how grounded you are.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, baby.
I had a lot of people from everybody from Yonkers. I had a lot of D-Block cats, you know what I'm saying? I did a lot of, remixes for Styles and Kiss and them, you know what
I
mean?
He said he was going to get me a cowboy when I first came up in here.
I didn't know what she was talking about, man. Cowboy.
That's what Niam said. He said, he got a cowboy. He said, Dutch got a cowboy for you. I'm like, a cowboy?
Niam put me on blast.
What
cowboy was you talking about?
But we don't want to mention no names.
She was stalking me, so I had to say, all right, you know what?
Dutch put you on.
You see what I'm saying? So I kept trying to come into the studio and not stop me.
They're making me seem like I'm like a pimp. Right? I don't mail pimp. All right? I got studio time.
Right, and you know what? And he gave the
after 12 is Dutchie's escort.
You're going to see the pictures. We got some pictures. They're going to go up soon.
Oh, man. Just blur my face. That wasn't me.
Good. That wasn't him, nah. Mm-hmm.
So, Cinnamon showing love, man, yeah. All day. And this is how we do, man.
Yeah. I mean, he opened the doors to me. But right now, we're in where? Dutch's studio. That's a name for your studio?
Yeah, the Vault. We're in the Vault right
oh,
now.
Oh, my God, the Vault. Wait a minute. Do you know we was just at Ashanti's listening party called the Vault? But understand, she didn't have nothing to do with that.
Where was
like,
she?
It wasn't. It's a story. I mean, it's crazy because the owner of AJM Records actually brought her to Gotti.
Really?
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like I put out a press release up there with my girl Tanya got my love from you, SNS Associates. They're doing this whole like they got a young cat, 15 years old, Miguel Baez, you know, and he produced actually he remixed over her vocals. He produced, I think, 2 songs and one, and they just had a listening session. I heard Jim Jones was up in there, Flo Rida was there, Damon Dash, Dame Grease, I was there. So, you know, it was very official. But it was crazy because everybody expected Ashanti to be there. But you know what? Nah, she's not supposed to show up. Because at the end of the day, it was an AGM type of thing. Then they, you know, they had her vocals because this man, he actually, I don't know if his name is Mario, he had Ashanti. He bought Ashanti to Gotti. So that's a story a lot of people don't know. And you know, that's the drip in the dirt to y'all. Man. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, back to Dutch. Like,
yo, man, I'm just trying to stay out of trouble.
You rap too, right?
Yeah, I rap.
See, that was crazy because Niamh told me he raps. And I'm like, I thought he was just a producer. He's like, nah, he's good, son. And yeah, stop calling me son. I'm not your fucking son. Let's clear that on the air. Calling me son. At least call me ma or something. He called me son. Right, son? And another thing, us girls, Latin chicks, we don't like when a brother come up and or anybody be like, yo, mala mamita. What's that shit that we don't like?
Come on.
Like, that's corny to me, for real. But for real, Dutch, it's like, and you got studio. Like, you open your studio up to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Anybody could come here, drop some of the hottest tracks. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me up, you know, 914-821-7076. Or you could call me at...
Wait, you know, make sure you don't give them your personal number because you know these stalker bitches out there.
Nah. That's what I'm talking about.
See, Candy, Candy's moving in now. She said, that's what I'm talking about. See, she just met this man. She's already defending him.
What? Those are fans.
See, those are fans.
They're just showing
love. They're fans. Yeah.
They just want to say.
Yeah, we love you fans too.
Good looking fans.
Yeah, that's all right because me and Candy are going to be here. Thanks to the fans. I just bugged out how much is hour, which is not bad.
It's $35 an hour. You gotta be here for 3 hours.
That's not bad.
You know what I'm saying? We open 24 hours.
There
so
you go.
It's
I'm about to get a job up in here. You know? For real. Be receptionist.
I need an assistant.
You need an assistant?
Something. Somebody help me out. Especially somebody like Cinnamon.
It's like Cinnamon. So I could drip the dirt. Everybody that comes in, we're going to drip the dirt up in there. But for real, Niamh thinks we forgot about his passport love and whatnot. But he's been doing a lot of stuff. Matter of fact, he working with she's a big artist, right?
Yeah, she's an international artist.
Her international.
Madonna.
Okay. I call her Madonna because I can't really say her name, you know, like. My little Spanglish, dog, you know.
She's Romanian.
She's Romanian.
You gotta say it with the rrr.
She's teaching him well.
Very well. He's been ignoring a lot of my phone calls, so...
Ignoring
Cinnamon, la canela, I'm gonna throw a little Spanish for ya, papi chulitos. I got a papi chulo right next to me. I don't believe it because, you know, I fucks with my morenos all day, every day. But I got a papi chulo right next to me. Yeah, now y'all girls are wet. Y'all dripping right now.
I'm sweating.
Look, he's sweating. He dripping.
It's definitely hot in here. Right now,
but anyway, back to Niamh, guys. Like, I mean, we had a debate. Okay, this was a debate. We're about to air it out. Fuck that. Because, you know, I'm dripping dirt. I don't give a fuck. Ain't nobody giving me a paycheck for this one. You know what I'm saying? He working hard body with Shorty. I mean, she's a known artist. And, you know, I mean, coming from a woman's standpoint, I mean, me and him be talking, and you know, he tells me, yeah, I'm going shopping. Where you going, Soho? Tricking. He's cool with it. Like, I'm like, all right, but I'm listening and I'm intaking all this shit that he's telling me. I'm like, where? Oh, I got me some sneakers. Where? I got me a jacket. She about to get this jacket. Where? Oh, I got some money. What? I said, oh, this bitch wants some dick. Straight up. Oh. Then he come telling me, nah, she married. Who gives a fuck? She don't give a fuck. So I'm saying, I mean, listeners, tell me.
To the people.
Let me know. People, tell me. I mean, am I wrong? But ladies, come on, ladies. You're tricking this brother. You're giving him whatever you want. He's working on your album. He's working because he's even remixing some Romanian shit. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Let's hear it.
Nah, it's
cool.
I'm gonna let y'all
ride. You interrupting me, huh?
That's something good, dog. I want to speak on ladies' behalf, man.
Okay, thank you.
What's her name again? What's her name again, though? The one you talking about?
Look, he don't even know her fucking name.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
He
wants
to speak on behalf of her. Madonna.
Maybe she just appreciate his work. You know what I'm saying? Like can a woman just really be like very nice and just be like, yo, this kid is working hard on my album. I'ma hold him down. Like
I like that role you're playing. You know what
right.
I'm
right.
gonna side with you.
Right.
Ladies.
Right.
I'm with him. Mm-hmm. I respect the ladies.
Right, right.
Can right. she just
But yeah. you know why you know, but you know why I'm against it.
No, we don't disrespect.
Right.
Not at all.
But you know why I'm against this as a lady, man. And I know Candy understands me because you know what the end of the day, if I was in a relationship, that same bitch that's doing that to him, that would be doing to my man.
She's just being
you
nice.
Feel what I'm saying? Yeah, and this is what the guy say. She's being nice. Yeah, I know what the fuck nice is, because I'm nice too. Right? Candy too
where
nice.
Where my sneakers? Where my sneakers at?
Right, where my sneakers at? Shit, pimp me. There you go.
Size.
Come on. Look at that. Touch talk about that you have a
man,
size. I like yo. Gucci. What's up? Get me some Gucci.
Oh,
like, come on.
That's crazy.
Think about me. You ain't even thinking about me when you actually, you know,
they
getting
sell,
all that
they
stuff.
Sell,
they don't sell.
They don't sell foam posits in women's size.
Look at that. You know what I'm saying? Now they don't have that, you know? Make them, bitch. Make them. But anyway, we love Shorty. She about to drop an album, right?
Yeah, it's called Suki, actually. It's pronounced T-Z-U-K-I, Suki.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute. I'm about to put somebody on blast. You know I love you, Cash. But you know, guess what, baby? I love you so much, I'm dripping right next to your man, Dutch. Drip, 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 drip. Now, what's up, Cash? We got
Cash,
bad love
I'm
for you, but
on
Cash.
The other side.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Chill, Cash.
You're gonna be mad. Now, we love you, Cash. We wish you was here. We definitely wish you was here. For real, mad love to Cash. She's actually out in Romania right now. But you know, wait, hold up. This is the dirt. I'm about to put this on blast because this is some international news, but I'm going to bring it to the States. Because, you know, that's
know
the soap
Pit
Hustle does. Right. It's some juicy,
it's
juicy
fresh.
Shit. My boy calls me up, Niam, you know, because I'm going to drop names. Like, I'm not going to say he said, she said. I'm not into that. I'm a woman. I don't got time for that shit. Niam. Niam hits me up on my BlackBerry, talk about, yo, and he's laughing. So I'm like, call the house. He calls, about, yo, and he's still laughing. I'm like, fucking get to the point. I'm tired. He's like, yo, Cash is on the news. I'm like, on the news? He's like, she's in the magazine, the paper, whatever the fuck, but she out in paparazzi.
Oh
I'm
God.
Like, what's going on? Now I'm telling him.
You see how she don't.
I ain't never telling Sin nothing.
Daddy, you know you love me. Daddy, you know you love me.
Hello and goodbye at the end of the day.
Basically,
that's the sexy touch I have.
Before Cinnamon gets the game on twisted, basically what happened is just like paparazzi do, they're doing their job. My homegirl Cash is working on this album with me, and she's doing most of the co-writing. So, you know, she already flew out to Romania to finish the album, and they're waiting on me now to get out there. So now, while she's out there, paparazzi is taking pictures of her and Loredana shopping.
What?
So, you know, they take those pictures, and they basically twist the story, and they're saying that Cash is her gay lover.
Oh!
Suki.
Which we all know isn't true.
Well, we know it's
we
definitely
know it's
not true.
True but
yeah,
nah,
definitely
no way,
not true. But you know, just to clarify that for the States, and I hope you Romania listens.
Cash
everybody
not be a
Cash. Yeah. You hear that cash? You hear that cash? Because Dutch ain't gonna fuck with you if you a lesbian. But then again, I mean, the way shit is now.
We talk about it when you get home.
Yeah, when you get home. Or you could call us in. We're gonna get that coming in soon. I'm gonna have people call us in because I definitely wanna know what people saying, you know, what they wanna tell us, what dirt they wanna drip, you know, so they could definitely drip it on my show, the Liquid Lay Show.
Maybe they could air.
Which
one?
The third one on my mama's side.
Donnie has his head down. I don't know why Donnie's going. Now he expects it. He's actually the angel amongst the devils. That's what it is. No comment. We love
you,
Donnie.
Said if it's not about music.
He don't even want to ditch no dirt. I know he got some dirt. He got some dirt, but he ain't going to try to ditch. He got an album dropping. We respect that. And I hope Amalgam is pushing it. Amalgam, you hear me? Push it. Push it, baby.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Like I said, look out for that album. That's my main focus right now.
What's the name of the album again? I like that name.
Executive Bruce by Dame Grease. I got Static Selector on there. My man In Phases from Australia. My man Apple Juice Kid. Crazy name.
It's real though.
I think a lot of people gonna be pleased with it, and I really worked very hard on it, and that's just been my main focus. You know what I'm saying? Like this fucking album. So thank God it's finished. I'm ready to put it out.
Beautiful. And this is when the work begins. That's the craziness, because this is when the work begins. It's not even done. This is when it begins.
3 to 6 month plan. I'm about to.
There you go. And understand record labels by himself.
Yeah.
By himself. Independent. Yeah. That's what's up.
Independent.
Matter of fact, you're about to do a show in SOBs October 28th, right? No, not even. Oh God, Knitting Factory. My bad. Talk about Knitting Factory.
That's gonna be dope. I got like a lot of the up and coming talent from NY. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Mickey Fax. I got Sky Zoo, I got Sha Stimuli, NY Oyu, A Pinks, Esso, myself, bringing out Dame Grease. Bringing out Amanda Divas hosting it. My man Panama from The Wire, HBO's hosting it with her. We got, it's gonna be crazy.
What's up, Hassan? Call me, baby. Call me, Hassan. We go way back. We go back Woo days before you was even in The Wire. Get on The Wire, baby, and call me.
I'm telling you, them dudes, everybody from The Wire now raps, which is crazy. Oh, you know what I'm saying? The Wire raps. Well, I'm in Panama Spitz, though. He be going in. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing about that show is we donate
all the proceeds
to charity. I will. That's my
definitely.
People. All the proceeds go to All Stars Project.
Nice.
That's a charity.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. It's a charity that's basically it teaches leadership skills and skills through life for the little kids and stuff.
I love it. I want to be a part of that. Definitely want to be a part of that. Yeah.
It's a lot of things that got in the works right now. I don't want to let all the cats out the bag, but I'm just working hard. I'm grinding. You know what I'm saying?
See, Donnie's giving me mad love because I told him what the show was about, dripping dirt. And you know what? He's not dripping dirt. That's what I like about him. He's trying to keep me, you know, like chill, saying nah. But you know what? He better not tell me nothing. He better not two-way me, text me, or none of that. He's coming back.
Fuck the mic. He's coming back as a solo artist, so he's going. He ain't gonna have a choice.
So anyway, I'm about to close the show up. I want to give everybody love. I want to give these guys crazy love. My co-host Candy, she just got her spot up in here with me. You're gonna hear more about her in the next show, because you know she's just chilling right now. I think Dutch got her. I don't know, like he looking at her too much. But Candy's with me, so you got not like that. That's my home girl. Because don't get it twisted. Yeah, we're swimming together. You know what I'm saying? We're going after these sharks. So I definitely want to give everybody love for my Liquid Lay Show, the fabulosity of that urban dropping this dirt all over your airways for real. So you're gonna hear more about it.
Anytime a woman say dripping. It's gotta love it, right?
Gotta love it.
So easily too.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
You know?
Oh man, I already told about it, man.
So come next time, and definitely, I'm gonna throw some music for y'all. Definitely, hit me back up. So if you want to be on my show, go to soulpitchmedia@gmail.com. That's my email. It's soulpitchmedia@gmail.com. Mwah, my love. Especially to my papi chulo next to me.
Oh my God, I'm pushing up hard.
That's what you're gonna be coming for on the show, yo. So prepare yourself.
The Diva's out. Cinnamon Candy out. My girl Candy, Cinnamon Candy.
Peace out.
Peace, baby.